What is the truth? Your truth? My truth? Or something else? This is Emma, and we are talking about fact-checking the whole story or just reaffirming what you want to believe. In an age of rampant misinformation, understanding the distinction between genuine fact-checking and merely seeking evidence to support a preconceived notion is crucial. While both involve reviewing information, their fundamental goals and methodologies are worlds apart. Actual fact-checking is a process of impartial verification, while searching for supporting documentation is often an exercise in confirmation bias. The goal, truth versus affirmation. The primary objective of fact-checking is to determine the accuracy of a claim, regardless of the outcome. A fact-checker starts with a question: is this statement true? They then embark on a comprehensive and unbiased investigation, gathering all relevant evidence, both for and against the claim. The ultimate goal is to present a verified and accurate picture to the public. Conversely, the principal aim of searching for supporting documentation is to find evidence that validates a pre-existing belief or argument. The starting point is not a question, but an assertion. The individual is not seeking to test the validity of their claim, but rather to find proof that they are correct. The process: investigation versus advocacy. The methodologies employed by fact-checkers and those simply seeking support differ significantly. Fact-checking is a meticulous and often lengthy process that includes ignoring source credibility. The reliability of a source may be overlooked if the information it provides is favorable to the individual's argument. Avoiding contradictory evidence. There is no active effort to find information that might challenge the initial belief. The mindset: objectivity versus confirmation. Bias. At its core, the difference between these two activities lies in the mindset of the individual. A fact-checker approaches a claim with a healthy dose of skepticism and a commitment to objectivity. The goal is to be a neutral arbiter of facts. In contrast, someone searching for supporting documentation is often operating under the influence of confirmation bias. This is the psychological tendency to search for, interpret, favor, and recall information in a way that confirms or supports one's prior beliefs or values. This can lead to a skewed and inaccurate understanding of an issue. In essence, a fact-checker's loyalty is to the truth, wherever it may lead. For someone simply seeking to support their own views, their loyalty lies with their pre-existing beliefs. Identifying verifiable claims. Not all statements can be fact-checked. Opinions, for instance, are not subject to this process. Gathering diverse evidence, fact-checkers consult a wide array of sources, including primary documents, expert opinions, and data from reputable institutions. They actively look for conflicting information to ensure a well-rounded view. Evaluating sources. A critical component of fact-checking is assessing the credibility and potential bias of each source of information. Synthesizing and concluding. After weighing all the evidence, a conclusion is drawn about the veracity of the claim, often with a nuanced explanation of the findings. Searching for supporting documentation, on the other hand, is often characterized by cherry-picking data. Individuals may selectively choose evidence that aligns with their views while ignoring contradictory information. Give me a like, subscribe to our channel, it's worth it, and there is much more to come.